is Afternoons with me, Donna, brought to you, of course, just like I just said, from the Irish Times in Jungsolong. It's just gone 14:28. So we're going to have a chat now. We've been chatting, if you've just tuned in, we've been chatting to Anthony Lark, who is the MD of Trisara, a beautiful resort up there in the north of the island on the west coast. Must get the best sunsets. And he is the volunteer president, the... president of the Phuket Hotels Association, which is a great new initiative here on the island. And they've got 60 hotels so far as members, and they're focusing on three things on the island. One is education of local children, where we're going to talk to Sumi about an event that they're doing, sponsorship and scholarships for 20 children to come up through the hospitality, because we all know Phuket's all about hospitality. Another thing is about Brand Phuket, making positive vibes about Phuket to the world and also to the people who live here in Phuket, to be fair. And the third thing is the environment, which is very important. Without a beautiful environment, an environment that's been taken care of, we wouldn't have hospitality here at all. So it was a really good chat with Anthony. It's going to be in a podcast later on. So if you've just tuned in and you're just driving to school to pick the monkeys up, then the podcast will be available on the Facebook page later this afternoon. Now, Sumi, how are you, my sweet?
I'm good, Donna.
I always like chatting to you. You always
just do it more sleep, but yes.
Oh, really? Okay. Busy in your house at the moment?
Yes, busy in the house with the association leading up to the event.
Yeah.
As any other event, but yeah.
Well, what you shouldn't have done is done such a fantastic job with the event last year for UWC, and you wouldn't be hired by these guys to do this. Correct.
Well, it's not a bad thing, actually. The adrenaline is still running.
Is it? Oh, I love
running
it.
High.
So Sumi, if you don't know and if you've just tuned in, she was one of the main organisers from the UWC event last year, where they raised 1.5 million baht.
1.7.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. 1.7 million baht for some scholarship for the children. Have you chosen the children now?
Yeah, we have, actually. And she will be starting in August.
Congratulations.
And it's I was in the process as well, so it was quite nice to see the candidates that applied, and the pool of students we've got was quite amazing. Phuket, you know, they're smart, they speak well, and they're confident.
Yep.
Yeah, it was nice to see, and they were all very excited about UWC and wanting to be part of.
I'm sure.
The school.
I'm sure. It was actually really cool for me as well, because I went through that whole journey with you.
Yes.
Oh. We can't hear her. Oh. I'll sue me talking to the microphone, darling.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks,
Jason. Is it better now? Good.
Thanks, Jason. For me, it was the whole process, because we spoke before you did the event, and then we promoted the event. We obviously talked at the event, post-event, and then also through the interview process. So congratulations. That was an amazing thing that you guys did. So Sumi did such an amazing job last year with the UWC Gala event. She has been hired.
Well, not just me.
Consulted, contracted. She's been nabbed, because she's awesome, by the Phuket Hotels Association to do the project manager of this FAB event, which is happening Saturday night.
Yes, that's correct, on the 13th of May. So FAB stands for Phuket Hotels Association Benefit.
I was going to say ball. Benefit. Excellent.
Benefit.
So FAB, PHAB, that's a bit like,
Yeah,
people who are listening to the radio didn't see that. What did you just do?
I should have recorded that. Video it.
It's like fat and... So Sumi, tell us about the event. There's a website first, which we'll talk about first, which is phab.phukethotelsassociation.com. I made that mistake twice. It's got an S on the end of hotels. If they miss what we're talking about today, they can certainly jump on the website, which is amazing. Who created your website?
Oh, this amazing genius guy called Sahid Ali. So he owns... Zikhet Communications, and so he was amazing to work with, and he created this from from conceptual to the end product, exactly to the dot of what we requested. So nothing was impossible for him, and it was done very quickly. He thought about all the angles. So and we've never actually sat down face to face to go through whatever we needed.
Right.
It was all remotely. He's based down south,
right?
In Chalong, actually.
He has done a fantastic job of this website, phab.phukethotelsassociation.com. And if you go through here, it's got all what's happening on the event, which we're going to talk about too, Sumi. But also what I love the most, and I think every single person who does an event on the island like this again is going to steal this idea, is having the silent auctions actually online and you can bid online. It's really clever.
Yes, because we knew with 60 members, we're going to have like loads of prizes. So having that at the silent auction, you know, hundreds, it's going to be quite hard to manage. It was hard enough at the UWC Gala with, I think, just under 100 prizes. So, yeah, we were quite prepared, thankfully. And Zahid had the tools and the idea to do it. So it was quite an accomplishment. We're quite pleased with it.
Even if you don't go to the event, you should just log on and look at PhukethHotelsAssociation.com and look at the event website on there. He's a genius.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
And the prizes are incredible. So well, bid for them.
You know what? 60 hotels on this island, you should have some bloody good prizes, to be fair. Yes. That's a nice, powerful reach of people, isn't it?
And also they're chain hotels, so not just the hotels in Phuket. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a very big reach.
I think I'm going to bid on this one.
Oh, which one's that?
One night's accommodation at a 7-bedroom villa at Trisara. That sounds like trouble.
Comes with private dining.
Yeah. 7 nights abroad on the 77-foot luxury yacht Chrysalis T. That's already at 178.
Yeah.
Yes. I think the difference we can make as the hotels is that a lot of the hotels are chain hotels who have sister hotels around the world. So we've got Hyatt in 8 or 10 cities around the world, offering incredible 20s hotels around there. I mean, we've got Aman Resorts in 3 or 4 hotels in Southeast Asia. We've got Accor Hotels, Dream in New York, Dream in Hollywood, Anantara in the Maldives, the Outrigger, the Village of Coconut Island. But we've got the Savoy Hotel in London.
I saw that three nights.
3 nights at the Savoy in London.
I saw that one too.
It's part of Accor, right?
Nobody's bidded on that. I'm going to bid on it. And then I'm going to shut it down. It's all for charity. I was going to say it's all for charity. So tell us about the event. So tickets kicks off at 7 p.m.
Yeah, kicks off at 7.
Yep.
And dinner starts at 7:30 onwards. So
before you keep talking, because sometimes when we talk, we rush through it because we know each other really well and we go blah, 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 blah. The dinner.
Yes.
So you've got 16 live stations.
Yep.
And 25 chefs from around Phuket who are all coming together collaboratively. It's not a Bampot table and it's not a Trisara table. It's everyone together, which is really cool too.
Yeah, so
it's
they're
like groundbreaking.
Exactly. So they'll be working, you know, two or three of them together doing one cuisine. So we've got like, I think about 12 stations. So you've got your Italian.
You said 16.
Yeah, 16 stalls, live stations. But some of them are like 3 stalls or two for one cuisine. Like the Japanese got like 3 stations.
Oh, okay, I understand. Sorry.
Yeah, so it's quite elaborate and it's around the Latitude Room. So it'll be, and the theme of the event is Royal Siam because we're celebrating Brand Phuket and, it's going to be quite amazing, like the setup. Again, we've got James from Creative Concept.
He's amazing. He's such a good guy, isn't he?
He is. And he's doing something a little bit more elaborate this time.
What, then the fish tank in the middle of the event for pop-up? That was incredible.
Yeah, so he's putting some stuff together, which is quite amazing from what I see, what I saw from his plans. So, yeah, it's going to be quite incredible inside and outside.
And you've got some amazing entertainment for everybody. So you're targeting, did I see 300 or 400 people for the event?
I think at this stage, given we've got live stations around the room, at the most we can take is 350 people.
But you're edging up towards that number already. I know
we're quite close. We're about 250 now. So
this is going to absolutely sell out. So if you're listening right now and you've thought about it and you thought, oh, yeah, maybe I'm not doing anything next Saturday, you need to get onto this website immediately, PhukethHotelsAssociation.com. Click on the link for the event on Saturday night, Fab, and you can actually book your tickets directly online, which is incredible too.
That's right. And you can also go on our social media sites like Facebook, which we've also had the links for the ticket sales and the website.
Because we need to make it easy, right? We're all busy in our worlds. We need to be able to make it easy to do it. And you've got two versions of tickets. Well, no, we'll talk about entertainment first. Okay. Sorry.
right? Okay, so so the entertainment, we've got, you know, Siobhan at the reception. So she'll be playing a violin. And then we've got really two major acts that are flying in. One of them is Marcus Collins, X Factor star from UK 2011. So he's donated his time and he's paid his way here to come and participate our event, including Mark Zitti and his six-piece band members flying out from Italy.
Yeah, but if you create an event like this, people want to be part of it.
Exactly.
They want to be branded with it, aligned with it, because it's such a going to be such an amazing event. Yeah. People like that.
Exactly. And cool. I think what makes it a little bit more different as well, like, this event is supported by the Tourism Authority of Thailand. So, you know, they support the cause that we're doing. And, you know, people want to be associated with it. They want to help. They want to be part of it. So, which is really great to see. And it's something different, I think, to get international acts and that would actually make their way here just to support the charity cause.
And you've got two great MCs coming down from Bangkok.
Excellent. Yes, we've got Stuart and Vimintra. So Stuart is well known in the industry, so as well as Vimintra. Vimintra is the publisher and the founder of HotelIntel.co. With all the hospitality information updates.
Fantastic.
Excellent. And Stuart, just watch out for that guy. He speaks like 100 languages, I think. I'm making this number up. Like a lot.
Brilliant. So it's going to be an amazing event. Now, what sort of dress code are we expecting? Because hoteliers, I guess, you know, Anthony, you're a resorty man. I can see you've got no shirt. You've got...
No shirt on.
You were flicking your shirt. It distracted me. I got a little bit flustered by your.
No, there is a you must wear shirt rule to the event for all the men out there. Not optional. But it's resort tropical casual.
Right.
Come in something you feel good in.
Brilliant.
That looks cool. That's absolutely no jacket or tie. That's ridiculous for a place like this.
I love it. I love it. And Sumi, so we can buy two different types of tickets.
That's correct.
So there is the super VIPs.
Yes.
I like the way I'm holding myself.
Putting like it on. Lots of bubbles.
Lots of bubbles. So that's 4,900 baht net.
That's correct.
Per person. And then the standard ticket is, or the amazing ticket is 3,900 baht. But
that's
that
correct.
Just doesn't include bubbles. But it still includes the 16 live stations and free flow of selected
that's
beverages.
Correct. Well, with the premium, yeah, exactly. With the premium and VIP, which is different, we've got three different grape juice. So the white, the red, and the
brilliant.
Pink.
The bubbles.
The bubbles.
I love it.
Yeah, we've got two different bubbles as well. So,
right.
Plenty of options.
And if you book a table of 10, you get a discount of 10%?
That's correct.
Right.
For both tickets.
Brilliant.
Premium or VIP.
You must have a pretty good accountant, because that's a lot of money to be dishing out and putting somewhere.
Well, we are the Phuket Hotels Association. The resources are abundant.
It's rare, actually, isn't it, to be able to have so much, go, Anthony.
One of the great things to help an event like this get off the ground is the fact that we've all got financial controllers. We've all got purchasing people. We've all got food and beverage managers, executive chefs, lots and lots of food and beverage service staff as well. So it really takes a lot of the worry out of doing that. Mm.
Absolutely. And as we lead into the green season, because it's been a hectic summer, hasn't it?
The island has been
so busy.
Yep.
It's a great thing because, you know, usually when you do, this is not a charity event, and that's really important to note, that it's a Phuket Hotels Association event that they are raising money for scholarships for children to go to university, which is a really cool initiative. But when it's a charity event, we struggle to find people to help us out, and you end up doing everything, emceeing, selling tickets, doing the silent auction. So it's nice to have that depth of pool and talent.
Yeah, what we've been able to do is create through our partners and these amazing acts coming out from Italy and from the UK is an event that's literally world class. I mean, an event like this doesn't come to Phuket every so often. I think it's going to be the biggest, the most compelling event of the year. I really do.
And it's kind of a grown-up event to have a swing band, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's like a big band, a big swing band. And this guy, Marcus Collins, go on YouTube and look at Marcus Collins. Marcus Collins. He is pretty dynamic, amazing. He's really looking forward to coming out, I think, on the weekend.
Yeah, it's Arriving on Sunday.
Brilliant. You're having a wee get together at your house soon. You're going to have the big band swinging on the balcony.
And with all this international acts as well, I must mention Gary and Debbie Krause. They are arranging the entertainment for us.
Brilliant.
Because we've got all this line of acts, but we have to make sure that they're singing the right notes, singing the right songs, and making sure that they are. Yeah, making sure that
Benjay
and Benjay, of course.
Yeah, well, he's an institution in any event. You do, Sumi. He's a good guy too.
Excellent. So yeah, and also donating their time and their services. So we're pretty fortunate that way.
Well, guys, thank you so much for both coming in and letting us know about the amazing thing that you're doing here on the island. The Phuket Hotels Association is doing great stuff for the island of Phuket, for the brand of Phuket, for our environment, and for our children on the island, the local people as well. Congratulations on what you're doing, guys, and I hope that Saturday night is an incredible success for you both.
Really appreciate you inviting us in, Donna. It was great fun.
Cute.
Thank you.
Now, if you want to buy tickets, Sumi, you jump on phab.phukethotelsassociation.com.
Yes.
Or you can just go to your main website, which is www.phukethotelsassociation.com.
Yep.
And the Facebook page, I assume, is the same.
Yes, that's correct. Or call me. I've got the tickets on me all the time.
Literally.
Literally.
So now there's only 100 tickets left. So they're wanting a max of 350. They've already sold 250. So like I said before, if you're thinking about it and you want to do something amazing and give back to this wonderful island that we live in, next Saturday night at Laguna is fab.
The Saturday after next Saturday.
Saturday the 13th, right? Next Saturday.
Oh, not this Saturday. I guess
stop it. It is Saturday the 13th of May and it's happening at Latitude in Laguna. Now we're going to cross now to the news. It's a little late, I know that. It is 2:45, but that's okay. But we're going to cross over now to the Phuket News Centre and have an update on the local and the national news. Stay tuned.